Those who are in our country illegally cast a ballot. It takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.
This season of the Urban Conservative Podcast is brought to you by Newton for Senate, working to improve education, reduce taxes, and keep North Carolina number one for business. Find out more at newtonforsenate.com.
This episode of The Urban Conservative has also been sponsored by Case Technology Consulting. Help your business get value out of its data and become more efficient and streamlined. Case Technology Consulting. Check out the link in the description.
Family, this is Adul Ali, candidate for U.S. House District 12 here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Let's just be real, folks. The Democrats have destroyed our major cities. Their policies have made us less safe, they've given us less economic opportunity, and they've provided less educational opportunities for our children. And that's why I'm running for Congress, because I know what it takes to improve these issues. I've got great working relationships already in D.C. I've spent the last 10 years of my life building my political resume so that one of us, somebody who thinks like we do, could get into D.C. and make a difference. I want you to visit AliForCongress.com to find out more about my campaign. The Democrats have already done enough, and now they're putting illegal aliens in front of people like you and me, folks whose ancestors built this country and made it what it is today. So again, I'm asking you to support me in my run for U.S. House District 12 here in North Carolina. You don't have to live in North Carolina to support, because what happens in Congress affects the entire country. So again, it's AliForCongress.com. I hope to have your support. Peace and love, y'all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is time for the best 30-minute morning show on the internet. You are tapped in the top of the morning right here on the Urban Conservative. Make sure you hit that like, follow, subscribe. We're on YouTube at TUC Twins. And, of course, on Facebook at TUC Twins or The Urban Conservative. On X, formerly known as Twitter, at TU Conservative. And we're everywhere you listen to podcasts. Top of the morning, bro. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Hope you are. And, ladies and gentlemen, one quick shameless plug we got to give right here. As you saw on the ad, if you are in the 12th Congressional District, I am indeed running for U.S. House District 12. We need you to go over to Ali for Congress. That is AliForCongress.com. Help us do more in 24 by dropping $24 on the campaign. We are trying to take on Joe Biden and Alma Adams. Get them up out of here. But ladies and gentlemen, like my brother said, it is top of the morning. Yes, sir.
I have to say, and a super big shout out to Americans voting, citizens voting only, right? It's funny because the more we get engaged with that project, the more I realize that there's an actual plan. Like there's the left is actually trying to legitimize non-citizen voting. Like they're literally pushing that agenda. So shouts out to Brother Craig Scott and everybody over at that American Citizens Voting.
Yep.
So, Americans for Citizens Voting.
Yeah, just go to onlycitizens.vote to find out more how you can get your legislature to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. We just, last week, we talked about what was going on up in D.C. where this judge said, basically, non-American citizens have a right to vote.
And carry guns.
Think about that.
What's the mugshot looking like?
Oh, Super Friends this morning. We on our Marvel mug situation. Okay,
I gotta show y'all what I'm on, you know.
Oh, is that one of the Stanleys? Is that what that is?
No, sir. This is a Yeti, but you see what's on there though, right?
Yeah, the Suffolk County GOP chairman's what? Chairman's reserve, you face?
You know.
Okay.
Come on, step it up.
Now the question is, what's in the cup?
If I may reach over, see, y'all companies gotta start sending us checks. Yeti, Yeti. So this morning is
okay. Some butter pecan. Okay.
Butter pecan. You know, the thing that bothers me is that it's artificially flavored.
Ew.
And I wonder, like, with what? But I don't want to read the ingredients. I'm just going to drink it.
Yeah, drink you know it. What I'm on. I'm on classic Bustelo, bro. We ain't changing up
nothing.
No. Yeah, we doing the Bustelo.
All right, well, let's get into the
all right, I want to jump here first, bro. This is what I want to jump to first. Trump got the money, bro.
He had the money. Like, who thought Trump was... All right, so I heard this dumb argument.
Okay.
When he said, oh, he's got to pay almost $500 million. Ain't he a billionaire? He should just have the money. He's a billionaire. And it's like...
Kind of doesn't work that way.
Yeah, you guys are, you clearly have no idea what that means. A billionaire. He's loaded.
Right.
But you don't just have 450,000 in small bills sitting around.
Yeah.
Like, just run to the crib and grab 450 mil.
So this is yesterday. He posted the $175 million bond to prevent New York authority from seizing his assets, including properties such as Trump Tower, pending appeal of a civil fraud judgment against him of nearly $500 million. The former president's posting of the bond was necessary to keep New York Attorney General Letitia James from initiating legal steps to take over his properties. Now, here's what my problem with this is, bro. You had Epstein charged with some pretty heinous stuff. What was Epstein's bond? You got Sam Bankman-Fried charged.
He's going to jail. He going to jail though.
He going to jail.
He doing
25.
His
bond at 25. Was nowhere near $500 million, bro.
Right.
Epstein's bond was what? Ghislaine Maxwell? Did she even get a bond? What was her bond?
I don't even remember.
You have people charged with some pretty heinous things. And I don't understand how they get released on ROR. Yo, you got people in New York City throwing people, hitting people in the face with bricks and such.
Well, there's an interesting thing. You bring up Letitia James. She could possibly be sued at this point. He has grounds, according to a former Fox News contributor. D. Roy Murdoch, a political commentator and regular guest on Fox News, made the remark after New York appeals court agreed to delay the collection of the $454 million. The former president was told to pay a bond, but in February, how do you say this dude creep's name? Engoron
ruled Judge that Trump, Engoron, yeah.
So Murdoch repeated this suggestion that the American that Trump should sue James over comments she made in 2018 while running for New York State. She said she had intended to stand up to the too male, too pale, too stale Trump administration.
Yo, say that again.
She said, I'm going to stand up to the too male, too pale, too stale Trump administration. Now, could y'all just for a second wrap y'all brains around if a white person was to say, I'm going to stand up to the too brown, too down, too whatever. Could you just imagine?
Yeah, wow.
The fallback you would get from that, if that was the case.
It's yeah, ridiculous. That would be insane.
But carry on. So he posts the money and what else?
No, that's the big thing. He posts the money, but I didn't know DeRoy Murdoch pitched in on that. And actually, so wait, go back. He said that he should sue her?
So Murdoch repeated suggestions he made in the 20-something article that Trump should sue James over comments she made in 2018 while running for president. The New York State Attorney General said she intends to stand up to the too male, too pale, too stale Trump administration. Now, you could talk about stale ideas, that's fine, but too male and too pale, that constitutes basically sex and discrimination. So I think that President Trump ought to do is sue her on the basis of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Her office gets federal money for various subsidies for law enforcement. So federal money is flowing into the office, and if she engaged in that kind of sexual and racial discrimination and that kind of language, I think she's wide open to exposure on the 64 Civil Rights Act. So, I mean, I would agree. I would have to agree. Sue the brakes off of her. I mean, because this is obvious weaponization of law enforcement, and you know the repercussions in New York business is going to be felt for years. People are terrified to do business in New York at this point, as they should be, with the kind of crap that they're pulling here. So what are we doing? We done with this one?
Yeah, we're done with that one. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Come right back. Talk about RFK. It might be a problem for Biden. We'll be right back.
Those who are in our country illegally cast a ballot. It takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the TUC Twins. It's top of the morning here on the Urban Conservative. RFK, yo, bro, for the record, I can't listen to the guy. I can't.
Yeah, he has a weird voice thing going on.
But, and this is interesting, third-party presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s campaign announced yesterday that it met the signature requirement to qualify for the ballot in a fifth state, my state, North Carolina. His campaign collected some 23,000-plus signatures and will run under the We the People Party, which supporters established in the state, a press release stated. The Kennedy Jr. campaign exceeded the 13,757 signature threshold required to be met by the May 31st deadline by some 10,000 signatures. He's officially on the ballot in Utah. His campaign notes that he's completed petitioning in three other states, including Nevada and New Hampshire. In Hawaii, the Office of Elections has confirmed Kennedy Jr. supporters collected the required signatures to establish the We the People Party, the release adds. Notably, North Carolina, Nevada, and New Hampshire are three key swing states that will play pivotal roles in deciding the outcome of the election. On Tuesday, the former Democrat announced leftist lawyer Nicole Shanahan.
Well, that's an interesting pick. She's loaded, right? She's loaded. Loaded. Have you ever been swallowed?
Swallowed.
Sorry, but
she's swallowed with the money.
So she's pro-abortion, right? This lady, she's which is weird because she's against in vitro fertilization, and I may be miss saying that, but she seems to be like against some form of that. But she's a 38-year-old California lawyer, and she leads Baya Echo Foundation, an organization she founded to direct money toward issues including women's reproductive science, criminal justice reform, and environmental causes. Three of the left's favorite things, right? Almost the trifecta of the left. But she's loaded, and she comes with a bunch of money, and without the backing of a party, Kennedy faces the arduous task to get on ballots with varying rules across the 50 states. He's picking a running mate now because about half of the states require him to designate one before he can apply for ballot access. So he has secured access to the ballot in Utah, and he and an allied super PAC, American Values 24, say they've collected enough signatures to qualify in several other states, Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, but election officials have not yet signed off. So in Nevada, Democratic Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar said in a March 7th letter to independent candidates that they must nominate a vice presidential candidate before collecting signatures. So, I mean, look.
So check this out.
Kennedy said, if Nicole and I could get Americans to refuse to vote from fear, we're going to be in the White House in November. This is an uphill battle.
This is the actual Team Kennedy ballot access website. Here you'll find the information and tools you need to make sure he's on the ballot. So he's on the ballot in North Carolina, on the ballot in Nevada, on the ballot in Utah, got New Hampshire, and he's got Hawaii. So in progress, you see these states that he's got in progress. All these light purple are in progress, and the window is not open in these gray states. So he's working in all of these states to try to get on the ballot. Let me ask you a question, bro. Does that portend a problem for Joe Biden, or does that portend a problem for Trump?
So I'll say it is more of a problem for Biden than for Trump.
Okay.
Only in so much as that Trump is picking up in the Latino community and Biden is losing. See, Trump is making certain gains. And the only thing that I think this RFK run will really do is siphon more votes away from Biden. Right. You don't become a Trump supporter to then go, you know what? I like RFK better. I've yet to hear someone say that. Now, the issue that I have with this is that the person he picked has zero political experience, zero, absolute zero political experience. Right.
OK.
And having money isn't necessarily political experience. And we've seen in certain races that money don't help all the time.
That's
right?
True.
So I mean, does it help? I think it hurts Biden more than it hurts Trump, with Trump picking up support from the Black demographic, the Latino demographic. And so, no, I don't think it's a problem for Trump. I think it's more of a problem for Mr. Biden.
Right. Okay. Fair enough. I think what you're going to see, and this is the number, okay? This is the numbers you're looking at. This is the most current polling. Where'd it go? There we go. There's the polling. So to your point, these recent polls have Trump up across the board, bro.
Right.
I don't even see Kennedy. Ooh, 10.4. So I could see Kennedy pulling those votes from Biden and not Trump. I could see that. That makes sense.
I mean, but the numbers are not good. I you know what I am happy to see, though?
What's that?
I'm happy to see Cornball West is doing terrible. I'm happy to see that. I'm happy to see that goofball doing terrible.
Not Cornball West. Oh, my
what
goodness.
A goofball. What an intellectual goofball.
Like, yeah, he's a very goofy dude. Well, like, and the other thing is, and I don't know if you want to go straight into this, right? The fact that Biden is continuously making terrible policy decisions isn't helping him at all. Forget the Easter debacle. You know, forget that. I'm talking about this, the illegals with the plane tickets to Miami.
Yeah, we'll get into that in the next segment, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for a few more minutes. Make sure you hit the share button right now. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here on Top of the Morning. Stay tuned.
Because you're Black doesn't mean you have to vote Democrat. This year, in order to see benefits for our communities, we need to vote outside the box. Find out more by visiting us at TUConservative.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to Top of the Morning, best 30-minute morning show or thereabouts on the internet. We are all good. So we're going to talk about this Biden thing because last week, right, and I mean this, well, here's my issue with this, right? We know that they want an open border. It's not even like a question at this point, but
right,
all in March, right, what is this? Where are we? The second? So we're talking about a week ago, seven days ago, all the Senate Democrats voted against barring taxpayer funds to fly illegal migrants to U.S. towns. All right. So what does that mean? So every Democrat lawmaker in the Senate voted, and just keep this in mind when y'all headed to the polls. Every Democrat lawmaker in the Senate voted against an amendment that would bar taxpayer funds from being used to fly illegal aliens to U.S. towns and cities, according to the Republican senator behind the amendment. So, quote, tonight, every single Democrat voted against my amendment that would stop the Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to charter flights for hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens from their countries directly to American towns to be, quote unquote, resettled. And this bill came from from Tennessee Senator Bill Hagerty. And that was a tweet. He added the word indefensible. So Hagerty announced that he was set to file an amendment to the appropriations bill that would prohibit federal funds from being used to secretly fly illegal aliens from other nations directly into the states across the country. And I mean, this is just absolute ridiculousness. Like,
well, and the other side of this, and I'm gonna pull up the report in a second. Hundreds of thousands of migrants have been authorized to fly into Miami. This is coming from Breitbart, among dozens of other airports, as part of a parole pipeline that Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security created and implemented. The airports where migrants are flying into the U.S. were revealed in a report from Todd Benzman, with the Center for Immigration Studies. Now, when you look at this report, bro, bang, bang, there you go. There's the report. I don't know if you want to make that full screen, bro. There you go. 386,000 migrants through February have been allowed to fly into the interior U.S. airports as part of a legally dubious admissions program with the administration launched in October of 22. The rationale for the program is to reduce the number of individuals crossing unlawfully over the southern border by flying them over it. I can't, son. So they're not coming in illegally because they're flying over the border into the interior and releasing them on parole. A Center for Immigration Study analysis of available public information on U.S. Customs and Border Protection's website filtered to see the Office of Field Operations Airport Customs Officer encounters with the nationalities chosen to receive this benefit points out the airports that might account for most of the landings. Now look at that. 326,000 of them into Miami.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
What do you say to that? But then you think about this, right? Think about this. Do veterans who need medical care in another part of the country get free airplane tickets?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. If you think for one second this isn't about creating a new voter class for the Democrat Party because they're losing their grip on Black Hispanic voters, if you think this isn't about that, you're living in a I don't know. That's not reality, bro. But we're seeing it happen right in front of us.
Absolutely odd. It's very odd. And the thing is, the word indefensible makes a lot of sense because there's no rational explanation for this, right? There is legitimately no rational explanation for this. So, you know, I'm confused because such a large portion of our folks vote Democrat. And then, you know, I don't know if you guys have seen what's going on in Chicago with them absolutely livid over the treatment of, you know, how the migrants are being put, illegal migrants are being put before. You know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen. And so the issue becomes, you can listen to the libtard leftist media and Trump is racist and Republicans are racist and they're trying to take your voting rights and evil Trump and evil this, that, and the third. Or you can look with your own eyes and see what Biden and the Democrats are doing. And the sad part about this is the communities that are getting sold up the river are oftentimes, at least, and I could talk about right here in Charlotte, are represented by Black people, which is odd. I don't get it.
Well, they always do that. They try to blackface out, right? They try to blackface out to bring the effery. they always do it. It's like, you know, send Jamal to give them the bad news. You know, but hey, ladies and gentlemen, the migrants, we're going to ask you to leave your school so that the migrants can stay in your school. And it's always usually comes with a Black or Latino face. I mean, you add a Hispanic judge, release the migrants this week that raided the border. Hey, let them out. Let them go. Ridiculous. Yeah. Ridiculous.
I mean, absolutely ridiculous.
Y'all attacked our border patrol agents and you get a get out of jail free card because, you know, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's unheard of levels of ridiculous, but this is why it's so important this November. You send people like my brother to Congress. We keep good people in Congress. We win some more of these seats. And hopefully, you know, we can do some good things in New York here. Shout out to everybody out here that's making sure they get out and vote in today's presidential primary here in New York. Make sure you check that red boxer. make sure you vote red. We cannot afford it. So, listen, we're going to wrap it up here, bro. We'll be back tomorrow morning for Top of the Morning right here on the Urban Conservative. For my twin brother, Dua Ali, I'm Raheem Architect Soto. This has been Top of the Morning right here on the Urban Conservative. Peace and love.
Who are in our country illegally cast a ballot, it takes the power of your vote away. Visit onlycitizens.vote to find out how you can contact your legislature and get them to pass a citizens-only voting amendment. Again, visit onlycitizens.vote and defend your right to vote.